Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Sa gitna ng winter season, marami sa atin ang medyo hindi motivated gumalaw dahil sa malamig na panahon. Kasabay nito, nakakawalang gana din ang patuloy na lockdown dahilan upang matigil ang mga exercise routine at mawala ng motivation na maging healthy. Kaya naman, kung nakaka-relate kayo sa amin, ako tutok na po kayo. Ngayong umaga sa Healthy Pinoy ay pupukawin po namin ang inyong mga nanghihinang katawan at upang maikayat din kayo na kahit lockdown ay maaari pa rin maging full of energy. Kaya naman kasama natin para bigyan tayo ng mga tips at encouragement. Walang iba kundi ang master, no? Tatawagin ko siyang master sa sayawan dito sa Melbourne. Kasi kung sinusundan niyo po siya sa kanyang social media page, nako, lagi po siyang sumasayaw every day. Grabe yung energy. Kasama natin Zin Linco. Good morning sa'yo, Linco!
Hi, good morning, May. Thanks for having me again. Nandun tayo sa kanan.
Ayan, ako, full of energy ang ating episode ngayon kasi nga pag-uusapan natin ang Zumba o pwede natin nating sabihin ang pagsasayaw. So, may kasabihan, Linco, no, na galaw-galaw para hindi pumanaw. Napakahalaga ng pag-eersisyo. Yeah, very important ang exercise. Bakit ba dapat binibigyang halaga ang exercise?
It is very important kasi it's one way for us to, you know, lead a healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It's really part of parang routine natin as a person na parang we need to be active, especially with our health, be more conscious with our health, and exercise helps us a lot.
Okay, so isang form ng exercise ang pagsasayaw, and some of us, no, medyo nagsasawa na sa mga traditional exercise na ginagawa natin like squats or yung paglift ng weights kasi parang sa iba siguro iniisip nila, nako, boring naman to, wala na bang iba dyan? So eto, dito papasok yung dancing. So dancing is fun and beneficial for the health and also pwede din sa lahat ng edad, di ba? Matanda man o bata. So, himayin natin ngayon. Ano ba yung mga benefits na makukuha natin sa pagsasayaw?
Zumba, I think it's a trend in the entire world today.
Mm-mm.
So, Zumba is a Latin-based exercise wherein doing exercise and at the same time you are having fun.
Mm.
So, there are lots of benefits that you can get from Zumba. But I am going to share to you some important things or some important benefits about Zumba. So the first one is, I think, you are going to achieve a healthy heart because Zumba moves your whole body. Buong katawan natin, move yan. And then it helps us to raise our cardio endurance and improve blood circulation. I think that's one thing about doing Zumba. And the second, I often call this like brain perks. So it increases blood flow.
Mm.
Adds up more oxygen rich blood reaching the brain, so it really helps us to enhance attention and concentration skills. So ano siya, malaking bagay din for our brain, diba? And
yes.
Another thing is, I think, the weight loss. So especially right this time pandemic, so oftentimes you stay at home and then parang we are addicted to eating.
Eating and Netflix.
So, diba? Yes, and so weight loss, it's also one of the benefits of Zumba. Even like for just 30 minutes or 1 hour of doing Zumba, in 30 minutes lang, you can burn like 300 calories. So that means less stress now in your joints and added speed. Keep yourself active all the time. Another thing is a greater mobility. So parang you get to move and yun, makikita mo sa sarili mo, you become more active because dancing improves your balance, the range of your motion, your posture, of course, and your coordination. And it could even help you, especially with your pains. For example, it's your arthritis. It helps kasi especially in winter.
Maatake yung arthritis.
Di-trigger yung mga arthritis natin. The next is, I think it's the social interaction. Kasi, Zumba kasi is a fun exercise. You get to meet different people. And with Zumba classes function, it's a group. So you will get introduced with different people. And of course, giving you a healthy activity to do, to have friends and have great connections. Especially, like for example, in a Zumba session, makikilala mo iba-ibang tao. And then later on, you will get connected and it helps you a lot. Especially this time, lockdown. So you need to get more connection. One example that I did, it's like when we're doing virtual classes of Zumba, like meron akong ibang mga kakilala na they're not connected with each other, hindi sila magkakilala, but through Zumba, they get connected. And of course, you're going to develop a good friendship. Yes, and another thing is stronger muscles and bones. So parang ano siya, nagbibigay siya lakas for our muscles and bones. Because that workout involves work, it helps us work out on our multiple muscles. Of course, nag-increase siya ng bone density. Yan, malaking bagay talaga yan. So makikita mo, I have some students na are already in their 60s and 70s, but they're still doing Zumba. Mm-hmm. I even have this Zumba instructor. His name is 78. He's 78 years old, but he's very active doing Zumba. Yeah. And then I think the best one here, the last for me, yung stress relief.
Yes.
Because sweating while you're doing the moves, it releases brain chemicals. And that will put you a smile on your face and reduces stress that can disrupt us in healing and in our digestions. And of course, we would be able to achieve a good rest. Usually, sasabihin ng tao or sasabihin ng isang student na I'm not good in dancing, hindi ko magagawa yan. But you know what? Zumba, it's an amazing exercise. As long as, yung palagi kong sinasabi sa mga students ko, there's no such thing as perfect Zumba or right Zumba. And as long as you're moving and you're having fun and you're sweating and it gives you a level of happiness na hindi mo ma-achieve, that's Zumba.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no such thing na parang hindi ka marunong sumaya, hindi ka marunong gumalaw, you're not welcome in Zumba. No.
Oo.
So yun yung parang isang motivation ko sa mga students. So yun, regardless of the age and your capacity, if you can move and you are having fun and that's Zumba.
Yes, correct. Kasi nga, isa yun sa mga concern ng ating mga tagapakinig na sabi nga nila, what if puro kaliwa yung paa? What if hindi marunong sumayaw? Nasabi mo nga na pwedeng-pwede, basta marunong gumalaw, pwede kayong sumayaw ng Zumba. Pero yung mga gusto talagang matuto na gumaling no sa pagsasayaw ng Zumba, may pag-asa pa ba?
Yes, of course. It's 100%. There is a big chance for everybody. It's 100% kasi being in the Zumba community, I have already met different people with different experiences and different troubles in life, but because of Zumba, they were able to change and become successful because maganda kasi yung effect ng Zumba. There's a big chance for everybody to be in Zumba, regardless of your age and your capacity.
Oo, dapat wag lang isipin yung mga, hindi ko kaya. Walang excuses. Go lang ng go.
Correct.
Oo. Okay.
And there's no judgment in Zumba.
Yes.
There's no judgment in Zumba.
Ano naman ang mga tips, Aline ko, na pwede mong ma-share sa mga beginners pa lang? Like, where do they start? Like, paano yan? Kunwari ako, gusto kong sumayaw ng Zumba o matuto ng Zumba. Saan ako magsisimula?
First is, you need to be confident. Walang don't think of negative things na you're going to do Zumba. So first, if you're going to enroll, I think, in any gym nag-offer ng Zumba, or if you want, I can give you like private classes because I'm doing some private classes here in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some titas and some other nationalities that I'm doing private classes. If you're going to have private classes, just contact me. And many feedback na nakukuha ko, it's yung pag-start. All you have to do is to start it little by little. Kung gusto mo, you can start at your home. You can search in YouTube. And you can do it in your own, alone, kung gusto mo. Mas mabuti, later on, you'll get to have a session with friends.
Mm-mm.
And other people, okay, it helps you as well.
Oh, so little by little, simulan mo sa bahay. I-google mo muna ang Zumba. At pag may idea ka na, maghanap ka ng grupo na nag-Zumba. Or di kaya private classes like what you mentioned. And then, doon na, mag-break in ka na. How long ba bago ka maging magaling? Depende sa tao.
There's no such thing as specific time for that.
Uh-oh.
Kasi ang iba, miss, nag-i-enjoy lang.
Yes.
So, yun, hindi mo na-feel na ang galing ko na pala. Something like that. And in Zumba, wala namang pagalingan. If you can do the movements that I'm doing, that's not a problem.
Yes.
Yun lang yung problem sa sabi.
Oo.
So parang guide lang kasi kami, yung mga instructors, parang guide lang.
As long as nag-e-enjoy ka sa ginagawa mo.
Yeah, exactly.
Oo. And finally, Linko, encouragement naman para sa mga tagapakinig natin na medyo, nako, hindi sila motivated ngayon kasi una, lockdown. Pangalawa, yeah, napakalamig ng panahon. Paano sila makabalik, no? Paano nila maibabalik yung passion for health and fitness?
I think it's a matter of setting our minds. Okay, that's really very important, especially lockdown. I know we have experienced different things and different problems, especially during this time lockdown. Emotionally, as in, ang dami ko rin na mga tao were struggling with their mental health. I know it's really an issue for everybody, but it's a way for you. And how are you going to divert yourself? Be more active, and then you know, be positive, and then galaw-galaw. Be more conscious with the food that we eat, because that's also really one thing that will also affect us, especially during lockdown. This time, winter, stop kumain, and then especially if you all the time you're at home, kahit ano na lang naiisip mong kakainin. So you need also to control those things na parang you need to balance na parang huwag masyadong marami yung makakain. And then yun, started with the simple exercises, galaw-galaw, and then later on, if you want to do Zumba, you can do it online. And I think there are a lot of programs of exercises online. Mm-hmm. If you can do Zumba, ang dami naman, but I reckon Zumba talaga, it's a happy exercise.
Ayun, maraming salamat sa mga tips mo ngayon, Zinlinko.
Thank you so much, Miss Claude. Thank you so much for having me again and again.
Ayan, walang anuman. Ikaw ay welcome sa SBS Filipino. At sa ating mga tagapakinig, laging tandaan, ang kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat ating ingatan. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si Claudette Centeno.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.